Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
B-Pod Studios.
Attitude.
Now, the show you'll be talking about.
That was not me hemming and hawing.
In therapy.
Socks, stupid socks.
Felker and Mass. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Welcome into Felger and Maz, agenda-free Friday. No Felger, no Maz, no Big Jim. You're stuck with a night show takeover, plus Matt McCarthy. I can tell you, we're already screwing things up, guys. We're all here, we're all on time, we're all, like, ready to go, basically right at 2 o'clock. Already, that's very out of character for the show.
We got at least three more bars of the song to go before we have to say anything.
Seriously.
Particularly on a Friday, too.
So it is.
Stop being so professional.
I should ask. By the way, how's everybody doing here today? Everybody doing good?
Good, Peachy, living the dream. Thank you.
Yes, Peachy. Peachy is what I'm supposed to say here. It is Agenda Free Friday. Agenda Free Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. When you buy or lease your car from Bernardi, they have no agenda. They just want to get you the car that you want with exceptional service. That's it. Find your next Audi, Acura, Honda, Nissan, or Toyota now at Bernardi Auto Group. .com. So look, I'm going to take a page out of the Big Jim playbook. And Hannah, you may release the hounds early and often. Here, we want you in line at 617-779-0985. Hannah, or as they like to refer to her on this show, Heather. I want to make sure that we keep this a true agenda-free Friday here today. Okay? No, nothing is out of bounds. And this is, again, taking the page out of Big Jim's playbook. You know, of course, we're going to talk about the Red Sox and their meltdown. We'll talk about the Celtics and their introductions this week, the Bruins press conference with the Jacobses, plural, and also Patrice Bergeron's potential return. Plenty of Patriot stuff out there as well. You want to talk about the British Open? Please have at it. I enjoy that there's a LIV golfer on the leaderboard, nay, at the top of the leaderboard, and Tiger may be done at St. Andrews. So I know people are fired up about that. You want to talk about, I don't know, pictures of Deep Space earlier in the week? That everybody was all excited about that I don't get. They look like a bunch of blurry, crappy pictures of nothing. Feel free to weigh in on that. I know I'm excited, Arkan, as a young parent, as you are as well. Bluey Season 3 coming out on Disney Plus, which means I can just jam my kid in front of the TV. Like, I'm looking forward to that very much as well.
I'm not familiar with that program.
Oh, my goodness. If you're not familiar with Bluey, first of all, it's mesmerizing for children.
Okay.
Second of all, not so bad for adults. Though I can spot a narcissist a million miles away. If you compare yourself to Bandit, I've spotted a narcissist. Oh, really? You're like Bandit? You're like the coolest dad ever? Great. That I'm sure that's exactly how you are as a parent. But anyway, you really want your kid to veg out and not do anything? Bluey Season 3 when it comes out.
Noted.
Everything on the and I mean everything on the table here today. On Agenda Free Friday, except Big Brother last night. I didn't see the episode last night, so no spoilers, please. It's a spoiler-free zone for Big Brother. Since it's Agenda Free, we'll get all our thoughts out of the way, then we'll get to the phone calls. I, of course, have no opinions in the a-hole chair. Nothing that could possibly be hot on or want to weigh in on, so I'll defer. Let's start with you over there, McCarthy. I'm dictating who starts today. Go ahead.
Yeah, so last night, the ninth inning. Did you catch this, Jones? Anybody catch this ninth inning last night?
I was mostly in my car, but I did catch it. I caught some of the fill-in games, too, with you and McComb, but I did catch it.
Let me walk you through this ninth inning last night. Red Sox, after already blowing the game in the seventh because they have no bullpen, they trail 5-3. Xander Bogaerts singles. Alex Verdugo doubles. 5-4 ball game. Nobody out. Tying run on second base. Franchi Cordero's up. You have to pinch hit for him. You know why? Because despite what Tyler Milliken, Jared Carrabas, and the Illuminati tell you, he blows. Franchi Cordero blows, which is why you had to pinch hit for him in that spot, because he's not a good baseball player. Christian Vasquez, who actually is a good baseball player, fouled out. Not great. One down. Then, Kevin Pilecki, with his 150 average, somehow by a gift of God miraculously walks. I mean, divine intervention that Jalen Beeks walks Kevin Plawecki. So you got one out, tying run on second, go-ahead run on first, the biggest at-bat of the game, one of the bigger at-bats of the season. Based on where you were, you want to avoid a series sweep, you're floundering, the biggest at-bat of the game. And Alex Cora has to decide between Jackie Bradley Jr. against a lefty or Bobby Dalbec against anybody with an arm.
It's a real Sophie's choice.
One arm, two arm, doesn't matter which arm, anybody. That's the decision. That's like one of the worst would-you-rathers I've ever heard of. Given the choice between Jackie Bradley Jr. or Bobby Dalbec hitting with the game on the line, I choose option three, which is lighting myself on fire, because that sounds less painful than watching Bobby Dalbec strike out, which, shocker, he did. This is on Heim Bloom. It is. How can you defend this? Like, that's what I want to know. Milliken, the Illuminati, the Heim Bloom people, how can you defend this roster construction? He wanted Jackie Bradley Jr., traded for him. He wanted Bobby Dalbec. Didn't get a real first baseman for the second straight year. Bought in on what you saw from Bobby Dalbec last August, which was fool's gold. We all knew it. Anybody who knows baseball knows it. This is the roster that Heim Bloom willfully, consciously, and deliberately constructed. It's not good enough. Plain and simple, this roster is not good enough. That ninth inning last night is on him. It's on Heim Bloom. He is failing this team. I mean, Franchy Cordero, Jackie Bradley Jr., Bobby Dalbec, not good enough for the Boston Red Sox, plain and simple.
Okay, so Matt McCarthy, shockingly down on Heim Bloom. How you feeling about your Red Sox, Boston? 617-779-0985. If Toronto won last night, you'd be out of a playoff spot.
Correct.
Seattle passed the Red Sox by. Tampa obviously just blew past the Red Sox. Baltimore's in the rearview mirror. If Toronto won last night, you'd be out of a playoff spot. So again, you can weigh in on the Red Sox. Arcan, go.
My opening take has to do with the Celtics and the Marcus Smart article in The Athletic. I believe it was posted yesterday, maybe the day before. There was one big quote that I saw a lot of Celtics fans and Celtics writers sort of pointing to, which was him saying, "I love the acquisition of Malcolm Brogdon." Marcus Smart says, "You've got two veteran guys who can feed off each other, rotate, help this team in multiple ways. I think it's going to fit perfect. Not one of us will have all the pressure of running the team. We're doing this together." And I saw a lot of the green of the world and sort of those other people saying things like, "Oh, all you haters and losers who thought that Marcus Smart was going to be so upset by Brogdon coming in. Look at this. Look what he's saying." And to that, I just want to say to all you Celtics fans out there, okay. If you believe that Marcus Smart and Malcolm Brogdon getting along and that fitting perfectly is the last bastion, then let's put some expectations to it, because I think it could be. I think that having Malcolm Brogdon on this team could absolutely be the thing that puts this team over the top, puts them ahead of the Golden State Warriors or whoever else that they may run into in the playoff. The Bucks with Chris Middleton or any of these other teams. I think there's a real chance that this could have been the type of trade that'll really sort of reset those expectations. But now you have those expectations. And if it doesn't work out like that, and if Marcus Smart doesn't back up his words here, and I don't know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum prefer playing with a point guard who doesn't give them notes after a game that he didn't pass it to me enough, you know, like if Malcolm Brogdon's not out there after the game saying, you know, Jaylen and Jason are really good and we're really proud of them, but they got to pass the ball to me a little bit more, like, you know, how Marcus Smart likes to say, then I don't really think it's going to go the way Marcus Smart thinks it's going to go. Yeah, you have the starting role right now. But if they like playing with Malcolm Brogdon better than they like playing with you, he's going to be the starter. It's their team. It's not your team. So I just sort of wonder, Celtics fans, it's a nice quote. I know you appreciate the quote. You like that he's, you know, welcoming Brogdon in with open arms. But think about how volatile the situation is right now. And also, if this is what you think is going to be the be-all, end-all, put some expectations to it. Is this a championship team now? If this team gels and sort of melds together that way, are they championship contenders? They should be. They're a couple games away. This is it. So here you go. Enjoy.
Okay. Weigh in on the Celtics. Malcolm Brogdon versus Marcus Smart. 617-779-0985. I am not deferring my opening take. I have opinions. I'm ready to go.
That's brave of you, Jones.
I also am going to do something that I know is pissing Felger off even more than the three of us hosting this show. I'm going to start by crossing sports.
Nice.
Because that's not out of bounds for me. I'm not afraid to cross sports. My brain's big enough to cross sports and talk about two different teams
at the same time. Look at the big
brains on Jones. So, I'm worried, if I'm Robert Kraft, that the Patriots are losing market share to the Boston Celtics in this city. Mm. The Red Sox used to be on top. The Patriots passed them by. If I'm Robert Kraft, I'm worried about the same thing happening. And no, not the Red Sox passing them by. The Celtics. Young, interesting, dynamic, competing for championships. That's what you used to be. That's what the Patriots used to be. Now, you're boring. I don't want to say you're irrelevant because it's football, but you're teetering on it. You have no talent. Look at all the rankings that have come out this week, right? ESPN, Warren Sharp, etc. No one likes your roster. No one really likes your quarterback. So where are you in the NFL? Where are you in the city? And this is the kind of thing, if you want me to land the plane for why it's important, who cares if you're the first or second team in the city? If you want to land the plane for why it's important, this is the kind of thing that gets the owner's attention. You lose market share, you lose dollars, you lose money off your bottom line, people aren't paying attention, buzz, everything like that, then that is the kind of thing that's going to make wholesale changes here possible in New England, whether that means Bill Belichick's future or whatever. So I'd pay attention to that. And if I'm Kraft, I'm worried about it, and you should be too. 617-779-0985. Let's get right to your phone calls here on an agenda-free Friday. Let's start it off with Harry in the car on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Harry.
Hey, Adam Jones. Listen, I know you're from Hillbilly Alley up in Vermont.
That's
but
true.
Listen, the Red Sox got a manager
called
Alex Cora. And Alex Cora, he's won a World Series with him. He's a good manager. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, no. I thought he had a good night last night, McCarthy, didn't you? Pulling Cutter Crawford in the bringing Cutter Crawford back out for the seventh inning. I thought Cora had a good night.
What do you want him to do?
Not bring him back out?
To go to who?
To go to Schreiber.
So you've got three innings and two guys in the bullpen that you trust?
Yeah.
With a three-game series coming up against the Yankees. No, Cora's been left short in the bullpen.
Okay.
I have no problem going back
to
Crawford.
I don't disagree with that. I wouldn't go back to Cutter Crawford. I thought the whole thing is you're not supposed to go a third time through the order. And lo and behold, as annoying as it's become in Major League Baseball, you go a third time through the order, and he got his brains beaten in. He didn't even get an out in the seventh inning. So I think that's on Cora.
No.
That's a mistake. I'm sure Chaim Bloom and his minions, his nerds, are not happy with how Cora handled that last night.
No, I'm sure Chaim Bloom probably wanted him to go to Jake Diekman, who blows, or Ryan Brazier, who blows. The fact of the matter is, they had nine outs to get, and Cora did not want to extend Schreiber or Houck to get all of those nine outs because you have a big three-game series coming up against the Yankees. He doesn't have enough out there. So I put that on Chaim Bloom last night. Like, if the Red Sox actually had a legitimate bullpen, then it's a second guess. But how are you supposed to get nine outs there? I would have gone back to Crawford. Cora's been put in a position where he has to steal outs with his starters. It's worked for him most of the year. It burned him last night. But that's on Chaim Bloom, not on Alex Cora.
Yeah, so look, they need more arms in their bullpen. Schreiber and then Houck for two. I don't see how that's a problem. Schreiber for an inning plus, then Houck for four or five outs. I don't see how that's a problem. And that would have been the way to go. And it's after Alex Cora called the team out, and they really didn't respond all that much last night. Now, did they? Still making mental mistakes. Whether it's, poor execution, poor situational hitting, poor situational pitching, whether it's Verdugo loafing out of the box in the ninth inning, which did cost you a run and could have sent the game to extra innings, team didn't really seem to respond. 617-779-0985. The good news is, well, at least they have the Yankees next. Another AL East opponent really should fix everything that's gone wrong for the Red Sox. It's agenda-free, everything on the table. We're off and running with all your phone calls next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
It's still all about sports.
We don't take it seriously.
And whatever's on Jim Murray's mind.
Get over the persecution complex, you children.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Growing up, you know, being a centerman too, it's been, you know, the guy that I was looking up to, you know, really great two-way center, and getting a call from him and how nice he was and welcoming and, you know, telling me that he's going to meet me in a camp and he's excited to talk to me and stuff. So that's something from a captain and leader to hear that coming in is great. So I'm just excited to, you know, meet him in person and talk to him.
It's the newest Bruin, Pavel Zacha, introduced to the media yesterday, which I don't really care about. His take on Bergeron, though, is interesting. And it's Felger and Maz. It's agenda-free Friday. Jones, Arcan, McCarthy, a night show takeover, plus McCarthy, here until 6 o'clock with all your thoughts. 617-779-0985. As Felger likes to say, we are beaming across the country on NBC Sports Boston. We're also presented by DraftKings, who has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use the code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. So you hear Zacha there discussing Bergeron and, yeah, I'll be out there with you. I'm going to be back, et cetera, et cetera. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's the gist of it. Why don't we think Bergeron's back? Why is there no announcement?
My guess is it has to do with money. I think Bergeron's holding out for some more money, and why wouldn't he? I mean, what other choice do the Bruins have at this point? I mean, they're going completely down the Bergeron-Krejci line. They don't have any other options at this point. So if I'm Bergeron, yeah, I'm holding out, and I want to be paid somewhere close to what I'm worth. I mean, this is a team that's paying Nick Foligno $4 million. You don't have anything for me? I think that's probably what the holdup is.
I think Patrice Bergeron believes that by coming back, he's doing this team a favor. You know, like in the general sense of like, well, I could end my career right now. I'd be a Bruins great. I'd have my number retired and all these things. But I can come back, and I'm going to come back because I want to help the team out. I want to do you guys all a solid and not leave you out there in the lurch, especially with all these players injured to start the year. But the Bruins aren't treating it that way. They're not treating it like they're treating it like he's volunteering. Like he's volunteering to come back and save the day because he loves Marshy so much and Krejci's coming back and they're really appealing to the sentimentality of all this and sort of going, you know, the expression like it's not personal, it's just business. They're trying to go all personal and like no business. And Bergeron's like, guys, we need to do a little business.
A little bit of business.
Come on, let's do some business. And that's sort of the standoff that they're in right now. And I think that right there tells you a couple of things. Number one, Bergeron's a beloved figure in Bruins lore. Everybody knows that. They can't figure out how to squeeze him back in. And number two, Bergeron's not just playing ball. Bergeron's, you know, taking a little bit of a stand here. And good for him, by the way. He should do this. He shouldn't just let him get away with lowballing him. He deserves better than that.
No, good. I hope it's about money. I hope it's about money. And Bergeron's gotten greedy. And he's killed the coach. Coach killing Patrice Bergeron. Now that Cassidy's out. I think it's about PR. I'd love to think it's about money. My personal opinion is it's about PR. The money's done. The deal is done. They're waiting because they know how it looks if Bergeron walks right back in the door days, weeks after they fire Cassidy. It makes it look like Bergeron, St. Patrice, wanted Cassidy out. And so they're just extending it, and they're clouding it up a little bit. They're taking a page out of the, again, to cross sports, because I'm not afraid to do it, the Patriots playbook. And, well, you know, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna cloud everything up, and then it's hard to figure out what's truth and what's reality. And I think that's what's going on. We all know Bergeron doesn't want Cassidy back, right? It's obvious. Follow the timeline. But the longer that he waits, the more he's dragging it out. Oh, I guess he really is weighing out time with his kids and all that other bullcrap. I think it's about PR. Maybe it's about money as well. I don't rule it out. And I hope it's about money because, again, it doesn't make him look great. I think it's about PR. I bet the deal's done. He just doesn't want to look like a coach killer, which he is. 617-779-0985. By the way, Gasper has a whopper on Bergeron. Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, so we'll get his thoughts coming up. In the meantime, all your thoughts on an agenda-free Friday at 617-779-0985. Let's go to Jonathan in Randolph. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, Jones. I know it's agenda-free, but I have two agendas. First, you got to do something about McCarthy, DJ Alexi slander. It's out of control by
now.
Oh,
now what? Now, well, hang on. I'll hold off on that. What's your second point?
Second is I'm losing my mind over the local and national justification of Belichick's quarterback coaching plan, with the justification of, oh, well, it's his plan and he has a plan and it must be good. Let's go over his last 4 quarterback plans. 1, he thought Brady would come crawling back. Failure. 2, Cam Newton. Failure. 3.
No, you missed one. Stidham in between. You missed Stidham.
So there's 4 consecutive failures, and the last failure was Cam again, but COVID bailed him out. So failure by default, in my opinion. So this will be plan 5 since Brady, left.
Yeah, and Jonathan, let me add to it a little bit more. Rewind it. His plan was Garoppolo. Stinks. Mm-hmm. His plan was Baker Mayfield. Stinks. So there's a lot of wrong decisions at quarterback. And again, I said this last week with the Mayfield stuff, Mayfield back in the news. I'm like, hey, remember how the Patriots liked him? Bill's plans to replace Tom Brady go something like this. Jimmy Garoppolo, Baker Mayfield, Cam Newton, Jarrett Stidham, Mac Jones. So I don't know. I mean, maybe Mac Jones is better than those guys, but it seems like Bill A, has a type, and B, hasn't gotten it right when it's not Tom Brady, which to me is a little scary. What was his other point? Oh, what's up with the DJ Alexi slander? Really, you should take that up with Arkin. What's up with that?
DJ Alexi does not make me move my body. The beat, not great. Does this make you want to move your body?
Yeah.
Yes, kinda. It makes me want to move my body!
It
does not. Sounds like something straight out of like Mario Kart on Super Nintendo.
It does sound a little like Mario Kart.
Yeah. Again, somewhere...
This came before DJ Alexi character was even created. This bed, this music bed was first.
Yeah.
And he was born out of kind of crappy music.
From this music.
Somewhere on an island, Felger is dictating.
Very upset.
That the ferry, private plane, whatever, takes him directly back here to finish out the show. They're talking DJ Alexi 25 minutes into the show. We've also touched on the Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics,
agenda
and
free,
Bruins.
Jones,
thus far.
Agenda free.
Hey, it's not like we brought it up.
No. These are the rules.
Caller brought it up. Yeah, exactly. No, we're not afraid to dabble in a little bit of humor, a little bit of fun. I know that's frowned upon. 617-779-0985. How's about Tommy and Lynn? Go ahead, Tommy.
What's up, Jones? What's up back in? What's
Yo.
Up, McCarthy?
Tommy.
All right, guys. We got to talk about this Red Sox team. All right. First off, not looking good getting swept by the Tampa Bay Rays 4th straight. And this team needs help at the trade deadline in a couple of weeks, August 2nd, and that's my birthday, too.
Oh.
So they need to do something on my birthday and say, happy birthday, Tommy. We're going to have to get a legit first baseman. They need power hitting, a first baseman. They haven't had one in 2 years. They don't have bullpen help. And this is pathetic. This team's pathetic. High and Bloom should be looking right now. McCarthy, you have all the right to be pissed off at High and Bloom.
Okay, what are we anticipating at the deadline?
Half measures. Really nothing at this point. I wasn't anticipating much, even when the Red Sox were on a roll before they started playing the American League East again. Because Chaim Bloom is always focused on the future, the future, the future. I mean, eventually the future has to arrive. So I was anticipating that they would do kind of what they did last year. Find maybe somebody who's coming off an injury, values a little bit depreciated, try and plug somebody in at first base, and add a couple of bullpen arms like Hansel Robles and Austin Davis and call it a day. Half measures where you're not really giving up anything of any value. Eventually, you're going to have to decide whether or not you're going to give up something of value to try and win in the moment.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that they're going to do it, certainly with the way they're playing now.
Or you're just Ben Cherington, who at least did win a championship.
He did.
Right.
But or else you're just Ben Cherington.
I mean, I've said that a number of times. I mean, this is Chaim Bloom's destiny. He wants to be Ben Cherington. He doesn't want to be Andrew Friedman. He wants to be Ben Cherington.
What a goal.
Yeah.
Jack is in the car. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just think that that Zaka phone call, I think, sort of lines it up exactly to what the Bergeron situation is. That being, he was either going to retire or stay with the Bruins, probably assessed his body, spoke with his family. The Bruins are up against the cap. So I think Don Sweeney is just lockstep letting Bergeron know of every single move to get to that spot of re-signing him. And I don't think there's any hard line in the sand or any of him trying to even test what the open market would be. I think it's just a matter of when Sweeney's going to pull the trigger on whether it being getting rid of guys, making a big trade. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, look, I think he's back. I don't think there's any question he's back. The question is, why is it dragging out?
Yeah, why haven't they agreed to a deal yet?
So is it PR? Is it money? I don't have an answer there, but I definitely think he's back. Hugh Sean is in Easton on the Patriots. Go ahead, Hugh Sean.
I want to talk about O.J. Beckham Jr. Let everybody tell me they're going to get O.J. Beckham Jr. with the Patriots, and they're going to win the Super Bowl. What do you think, Adam?
Okay,
Joe?
Odell Beckham Jr., in or out?
I'd be in on Odell Beckham Jr.
McCarthy? Sure.
Yeah, I would be too. I mean, you got to give, you know, any weapon to Mac Jones.
Okay,
right?
Well, but I'll tell you why not. So they do need weapons.
It's a lot of money, but
no, it's not even that. Yeah. Can we get somebody who's going to be healthy to start the year? He's not going to be healthy to start the year. So like, and I don't even know what he'd cost. I think I'm out on Beckham. I was in on Beckham at the deadline last year. He was healthy. I wanted him last year. I think the Patriots wanted him last year. He didn't want to be here. He wanted nothing to do with you. So, look, I'm not going to, like, kick and scream if they sign Beckham. They need to upgrade that receiver's room. It's poor. But I'd like a guy who's healthy.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to play till November.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know,
like,
that. I thought it was, like, late September, maybe.
And then then what's he going to be when he comes back?
In November,
you need
a
month to get up to speed. People take a long time to get integrated into this offense. Like, maybe by December he's firing on all cylinders, and by then you're eliminated from the playoffs. Like, no, I'm out on Beckham right now.
Yeah,
I would have traded for him last year. I'm out now.
If he could play, I'd be in, but no.
617-779-0985. Again, it's Agenda-Free Friday. You can weigh in on whatever. McCarthy with all the latest here in your Hub headlines. Let's get back to the Red Sox right after the...
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is the place Boston sports fans come to get some positive vibes for their teams.
Anything but. It's time to panic.
Maybe not. Now, back to reality with Felger and Maz. 0-2. Ground ball, base hit through the hole. Patrick Cortezanda going to wave around low. Here's the throw. Cut. The play at second. Safe. I might look at this. Tie ball game. And a 1-0 from the righty. High chopper. And that's going to get through in center field. That's going to score two runs. Walls is in. Whaley is in. Tampa Bay coming all the way back and now taking the lead. Yandy Diaz finds a way to get it done, doesn't he? 5-3, Tampa Bay.
What a baseball team. What a team. I mean this in all sincerity. People might say the Red Sox are boring or unwatchable. I find them wildly entertaining lately. I think it's my favorite thing to watch.
Something to talk about every night.
Oh, my God. Every night. It's like they can't run the bases. They can't field like little leaguers. They can't protect a lead. I believe I heard this last night. Have they blown more saves than they have saves?
Yes.
I think it's 19-18.
Wow.
Blown saves to saves on the year.
And in their 43 losses of the year, they have blown leads in 21 of those losses.
So it's like,
I mean, it's indefensible.
Don't tell me they're boring and don't tell me they're unwatchable. No. They're highly watchable. They're highly entertaining. I enjoy the crap out of it. And last night was more of these same mental errors after Cora called them out. Like, this is what I think people might miss a little bit. And I'm not saying Cora's on the hot seat, though. It's agenda free. You want to weigh in, 617-779-0985. It's Jones, Arcan, and McCarthy in for Felger, Maz, and Big Jim. You know, Cora called them out, and they still pulled the same crap last night. Now, they started the game a little better. Cutter Crawford was good for most of the game. Although, again, I think Cora stuck with him for too long. I hear what McCarthy's saying. What are your options in the bullpen? When you know the starter's done, what are you going to do? You're going to go third time through the order when the starter's done? So I would have gone to the bullpen there, but whatever. Maybe that's a second guess. Their situational stuff was so poor last night. Some of those at-bats late in the game, Schreiber grooving one on an 0-2 count, Verdugo loafing it out of the box. Am I over-dramatizing that?
No.
Matt, like he should have been at third instead of at second, and that wound up being a massive difference in the inning.
Yeah, no, Verdugo loses his focus. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, getting picked off third base earlier in the series.
He thought he hit a home run last night.
Yeah.
And he was you know, pimping the thing.
Trotting.
He was peacocking around, trotting instead of going in hard to third base, which again would have made a big difference.
Yeah, right. I mean, it completely changes the way Vasquez probably approaches that at bat. You might tie that game if he ends up at third base. No, I mean the situational baseball has been horrific, you know, over the last week, Jones. And that is, I do generally think, a reflection on the manager. So that is where I will criticize Alex Cora. He's trying to get out in front of it. I mean, he basically ripped the team the other night, you know, calling them out for their sloppy play. So that's a start, but they need to start playing better baseball, like plain and simple. They don't have enough. There are too many holes on this roster for them to play sloppy baseball. Because if they start playing sloppy baseball with this bullpen and with the bottom of that lineup, that's how you lose four straight in the division.
I would tell you as well, you know, vaccines are back in the news in baseball with the Royals, right? Andrew Benintendi is one of 10 Royals who won't get the vax and can't play in Toronto.
40% of the team.
Oh, my God. And now it's like no one wants to trade for him in the AL East. The Yankees were in on Benintendi, and now they're out. The whole thing changed when Houck and Crawford and Duran and bum-ass Chris Sale, who wasn't even on the team yet, you know, none of them can play in Toronto. The whole thing changed. It's guys putting their own individual situation before the team. I don't need to hear your thoughts on the vax. But it's guys putting their own individual situation before the team. The Yankees all got it. Guys had questions about it. Guys were doing their own research. Guys waited. They all got it because they said, look, we're going to play regular season games that matter in Toronto. We might play a playoff series that matters, obviously, in Toronto. The whole thing changed for the Red Sox. I mean, that and actually facing good teams. But the whole thing changed there. The selfish a-holes came out, and the team has started to splinter.
5-11 since the day we weren't supposed to say it, right? 5-11.
Don't you think they regret
since June 28th?
Don't you think they regret not saying it?
Milliken,
Carrabas. They should regret it.
Shouldn't in retrospect, shouldn't you have said it?
You should have said it. I said it.
This is why I never wait on hot takes. This is why I never wait. Get your take in.
Right.
You don't know what's happening tomorrow. Get your take in now.
Oh, no, I've never missed on a take, Jones.
Live like there's no tomorrow.
That's right.
Live like you're dying when it comes to your takes. Get those things out. Wait. You don't know what tomorrow is in store.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's not acceptable on an agenda-free Friday from that position. You can't do that.
No, it's true.
No, it's a good point. You just broke the rules.
It's a good
point. You gave a take.
What you do is you save all your Friday takes for Monday. You let them marinate over the weekend, and then you save them for Monday. That's what you're supposed to do. Agenda free. Weigh in on whatever you want. Bunch of people waiting patiently on the Red Sox. If you want to talk about something else, you can get in line. Ron is in Swansea. Go ahead, Ron.
Adam, first of all, when I came online, I referred to you as Adam Levine. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at you, and you look just like him. But anyway,
Levine wishes.
Wow. Now, that is one of my higher compliments I've ever received.
I'm looking at you right now.
I'm going to a tattoo parlor right now. I'm getting tatted up. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing now.
California right across.
All right, listen, I've been a Yankee fan for 70 years. I've enjoyed Mantle. I've enjoyed Williams, Pierce, Olin, Jensen, and I'm going to enjoy this weekend. But the real reason I'm calling, I've been trying to call for a long time, I'm a very faithful listener, is you, Murray, McCarthy, and Gasper. You guys tell the truth. You back it up in facts.
Yep, that's true.
And I'm going to end it with this. You do not start off with, I think, because when you say I think, I'm going to get your prejudice, your bias.
Yeah. No, I'm not biased or prejudiced.
None of these guys are ever prejudiced or biased.
Just tell truth tellers are. Can't shut up over there. Yeah, keep going, Ron.
I don't like this call.
Let me finish with this. When you finish
but
the
you move
I
it
think,
along, Ron. Come on.
Yes, you don't use the word but and then give me a reversal of what you just said.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay, that's it. I love you guys.
Love you too,
well,
Ron.
Well, no, that's not true. You love two-thirds of us. Arcand,
not feeling any love here, Ron.
Well, you
zero love.
I mean, you don't tell it like it is. I mean, that's true. You don't tell
and
it like it is.
And I make fun of Swansea a lot, too. So.
Arcand, if you
have something to do with it.
Have you ever talked Jackie Jensen? Man loves Jackie Jensen. I love Jackie Jensen. Home run derby back in the day. Ron, call anytime on the weekend. We'll do 3 hours on Jackie Jensen and home run derby.
Just don't say
love
I think.
Love having you.
Don't
maybe,
say I think.
Maybe one of my favorite calls ever. I look like Adam Levine, and I'm a truth teller.
Yeah.
And you've never said I think before.
And he hates Arcand. I mean, beautiful. No. That call had everything. That
Hall call, of Fame call.
That call had everything.
Rough.
Chris is in the car on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Chris.
Happy Friday. Before I get to my lighting myself on fire with McCarthy in the ninth inning.
I've got the glass.
I have a comment. I park at Lansdowne Garage, you know, at the Fenway, and the Zac Brown Band is there, and I don't like country. But what I do like is ladies in cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah.
Shorts. And, you know, and a cowboy hat. I mean, they're all there. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm driving out of the parking lot, and I'm like, I just want to stay.
I mean, it's just quickly, Chris. It's why I don't really think any guy likes country music. They just, they like going to the shows. That's all. And I'm not even hating on the music as a genre. It's not the worst thing I've ever heard. But I don't think any guy really likes it. He's like going to the shows.
Sure.
Which I understand. Continue, Chris.
So I apologize. So, McCarthy, yes. I mean, how do you choose between DFA freaking Dalbach and Jackie Bradley, worst hitter in the past century? What do you do there? I mean, I've been saying this since May 15th. Get rid of these two bums. And I'm tired of saying this. What are they doing? They're killing this team and killing this lineup. But guys, have a great Friday and thank you.
Okay, again, McCarthy, the choice was what again?
Bobby Dalbec or Jackie Bradley
Jr. No.
Jackie Bradley Jr. against a lefty. Or Bobby Dalbec against anybody with an arm.
Makes you want to light yourself on fire.
Correct, yes. Because, again, it sounds like a less painful experience than watching Bobby Dalbec hit.
The tweet that you sent me earlier today, McCarthy, and this is a self-serving tweet for me, from Boston Sports Inf.
I hate doing this, but the truth needs to be said.
I couldn't believe this.
There are nearly 1,600 batters in the history of baseball, with more than which goes back to, what, 18...
Yeah, since Abner Doubleday was like, running around in the fields of Cooperstown.
Harry Hooper was there.
Not 1987, like 1897 or
1876,
whatever.
1876, National League.
There are about 1,600 batters, 1,569.
Nice.
With over 3,400 at-bats in their career in the history of Major League Baseball, only one, you guessed who he is, Jackie Bradley Jr., has a batting average under .230, an OPS under .700, and more than 1,000 strikeouts. That's it. It's the whole list. Jackie Bradley Jr. So again, these are your choices.
Do we have to stop calling it the Mendoza line now?
That's insulting to Mendoza.
Should call it the Bradley line.
You may want to lower the line a little bit. 617-779-0985. It's agenda free. Let's get back to the Patriots and their lack of talent next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
This is purely a take that exists in my head.
Getting into your head.
Let me tell you what's in our head.
With hot sports takes.
And we share it with you.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are now just 2 years removed. All that culture built up in New England. All those Super Bowls, all that win. All those W's, playoff victories, momentum, sellouts. We are just 2 years removed. The Patriots, in an offensive-leaning league, have no number one receiver, arguably no number two, have a meh quarterback who can't make plays with his feet, and Matt Patricia is their new offensive coordinator. Was Tom Brady the crutch that took Belichick's wobbly offensive skill drafting and scouting to another level? Not saying it's true, feels like it. We're in a new age of football. We have pivoted very quickly away from the ball and to the sidelines. It used to always be in the NFL. You built your team from the ball out. But increasingly, because of rule changes, corners, receivers, edge rushers are becoming more valuable in this league. There's something to be said about, do you have a feel for it? This is, at best, a third-place roster.
At best, a third-place roster, says Colin Cowherd. Do we agree with that? At best, they're a third-place roster in the division?
On paper, yeah, I'd say so.
Depends on what happens with the Dolphins. I mean, that's where I have them pegged personally, third place.
Okay, I have them in third place behind Buffalo and Miami, and it's Adam Jones, Christian Arkin, Matt McCarthy, and for Felgermaz and Big Jim as we come up on 3 o'clock on an agenda-free Friday. You can weigh in, 617-779-0985. Not even an hour in. We've already talked Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics. But on the Patriots here, I have them third in the division, too. But at best, they're third in the division. I disagree with that. I could see them finishing fourth behind the Jets. I wouldn't pick it, but I could see that. I also could see them finishing ahead of Miami. So yeah. I wouldn't characterize it quite that way. But no, I have questions about the roster. You should have questions about the roster. Look at all the lists that have come out this week. And I know they're just lists. But the one at ESPN, I think, is especially important. You know, Arkan, you were discussing today in our email chain. Hunter Henry's the first player to show up.
Yeah.
The first player. And he was only tied for 10th with Mike Gesicki. He wasn't even in 10th by himself. And Jonnu Smith got votes as an honorable mention. That's it. They had no other player in the top 10. Nobody else getting votes in the top 10 on their entire roster unless that changed with tackle today. I know tackle was supposed to come out. I didn't see it. So.
Think Isaiah Wynn got some votes?
I don't, but I don't know. The whole thing tells you how the league feels about. It's not just some writer's arbitrary list. Like, think whatever you want about Warren Sharp. Warren Sharp is just some writer's arbitrary list, right? And it's advanced metrics and it's analytics and fine. This is people in the league, executives, coaches, players, 50 plus of them, when they're polled, they don't even think about mentioning a name of anybody on your team. So, yes, the roster is poor, and a lot of it is on the shoulders of Mac Jones. And I'm sorry, when your quarterback is a middle-of-the-road quarterback, which is what he is, then I don't see how this team elevates this year. Maybe you have more faith in Belichick than me, but I don't see where else that comes from. And I heard Ted and Zoe talking about this a little bit earlier today. Well, Mac Jones is only a second-year quarterback. How are you going to put him in front of some of those other guys? They had a graphic on TV today where it was the position last year for some of these quarterbacks. Justin Herbert, after his rookie year, was in the top 10. Okay? Joe Burrow, after his rookie year, and he was hurt, was getting votes. You know, he's an honorable mention. Mac Jones is nowhere near that. So it's not unheard of after your rookie year to be somewhere on this list. Two guys were just on it last year. So I don't want to hear that about Mac Jones. I don't. And I don't think he should be ahead of some of these quarterbacks. He's not ahead of some of these quarterbacks. That's the problem. The NFL now is the NBA. If you don't have the superstar, if you don't have the quarterback, you can't compete. Maybe you sneak into the playoffs. Maybe. But you're not going to make any noise. And this is why I am worried about the Patriots becoming a little bit irrelevant. And if irrelevant is too strong of a term, losing market share, which the Celtics are gaining. The Celtics are gaining in the city. They're young, they're dynamic, they're entertaining. And if I'm Robert Kraft and I start losing out to the Celtics in terms of buzz and market share, then I will make changes. And that change would start with the head coach and GM, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, there's no real exciting player on the team. Christian Barmore maybe is like a young player who you like. I mean, Mac Jones is obviously a young player. He's a quarterback, but he's not someone who's dazzled anybody in his time here. So, yeah, there's not really that one guy you can kind of glom onto and say, well, everyone's going to buy tickets to go see him. And you look at the Dolphins. I mean, listen, I think the Patriots can finish ahead of the Dolphins too. But the Dolphins' roster is better than the Patriots on paper. 100% it is. Look at the wide receivers. Look at their cornerbacks. Like, they have a stacked cornerback room. They're Their wide receivers are ridiculous. Now, they have a crappy quarterback, but the Patriots might too. And so, I'm not willing to say that they're a better team, but I do think on paper their roster's better. And speaking of what you're talking about, market share, that sort of thing matters. Selling jerseys, having kids show up. They want to see their favorite player. There's a lot more, potential for that in a place like Miami right now than there is for Boston for New England. And I should say also, that doesn't mean it's going to be that way all year. Someone could have a breakout year. Kendrick Bourne could have another good year and be a breakout wide receiver. Like, there's potential for it, but there's nobody there right now.
I want to throw to, do we have a little bit of this, Jeremy? Mac Jones did an interview today in Charlestown, of all places, like right down the street from me. I had no idea he was right up the street at Hood Park. He's giving away ice cream, Mark Hint. Of all things,
and said hi.
Which all no, I might have gone and sheepishly asked for an ice cream. I wasn't going to confront the man. Of course, I only do that sitting in a studio. But he was handing out ice cream of his.
Well, never mind. You got to be a Ben and Jerry's guy. You probably weren't into this.
That's true. It's a good point. His Mac Attack ice cream, which is vanilla ice cream with blue cookie dough swirls.
What's a blue cookie dough swirl?
I don't know. It's blue.
I don't think I've ever seen a blue cookie before.
Mixed with chunks of cookie dough, which apparently I'm sensing a theme in this ice cream, and chocolate chip rice chips, which I also don't know what those are. Ooh. Doesn't sound like my favorite ice cream, but maybe I'll give it a shot. Anyway, this is a guy who's acknowledged that he has a sweet tooth, Arkan.
All right, guys, here's my plan for the ice cream. We're going to have blue chocolate chips with cookie dough and chocolate Rice Krispie treats inside it, okay?
Cookie dough on cookie dough on cookie dough. That's my idea. So
I think that's a great idea, to be honest.
Phil Perry talked to him.
Sounds
here.
Sounds delicious.
Phil Perry talked to him, which, again, give me the heads up next time, Phil. When athletes are in Charlestown, give me a heads up. But here is Phil Perry with Mac Jones earlier today.
It's such a different spot for you now versus this time last year. Yeah. Obviously, you've grown a lot in a 12-month span here.
Yeah.
How much ownership do you feel like you have of the offense and of what you guys are doing on that side of the ball? Because, again, last year, you're fighting for a job, you're competing for a job, and now you're the guy who looks like is organizing these workouts and making sure that everybody's sort of on the same page going into training camp here.
Yeah, every year is a new year, and this year is different. It's my second year, so it's a lot of other guys' second years, and some guys have been in the league for 5-plus years. So everyone's in a different boat, but we're all working towards the same goal, just being great teammates for each other and then going out there and putting the product on the field.
Okay, so not much of an answer there from Mac Jones, but Arkan, watching the video.
Some people, it was their first year.
Watching the video, you had a takeaway because we've talked a lot about jacked Mac Jones.
Right.
You had an interesting takeaway observation.
Just looking at this video. And I don't know if Phil Perry's been working out or if maybe everybody got a little too, excited about Mac or whatever, but they both look kind of the same to me from a stature standpoint. Like, I don't know if Phil Perry's been lifting or what, but they both look like they have similar arm sizes and sort of, Like, I don't look at the two of them and think, oh, that guy's a pro athlete and that guy isn't.
Right. It's not like Phil standing next to Ted Johnson or something.
Exactly.
And you're like, look at this hulking heap of a man.
And look at that little twig standing next to him. No, like, they look like they could be, I don't know, teammates.
They're showing on NBC Sports Boston, by the way, Mac handing out his ice cream, which, again, you're supposed to kick the ice cream habit. He acknowledged at the Pro Bowl that that's what he eats a little bit too much of. Now you're handing out free ice cream, which is a little scary. But yeah, I'd agree. He doesn't look that much bigger than Phil.
What do you think of my new flavor, kids?
So either Phil is huge. Hey, Phil, what do you lift, bro? Or Mac Jones is not quite as big as we were making him out to be.
Hey, Phil, you want to go to the arcade once we're done here with the ice cream?
617-779.
Pinball game I want to try.
0985. You can weigh in on the Patriots, Celtics, Bruins. Let's get back to the Red Sox. David Ortiz with some interesting comments on Rafael Devers right after the headlines here from Matt McCarthy.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.